1-1 game. We're underway here. 40 minutes to play in the Colts in possession through the neutral zone. It's Stephen Bell with a turnover there at the red line. Sends the puck right back in. Colts in the defensive zone with Barnett. Wraps it around the wall. Looking for Bell once again on the backhand. Looks to play it ahead for Rothenbusch. Meanwhile, loose change is found by the Colts and sent into the neutral zone. Gathering here quickly is McCullough through the middle, looking for a touch there from Tweak. Doesn't look like he found it. However, right onto the goaltender, Allen forced to play it. So icing avoided here, and Saunders can't break it out. Turnover at the blue line. Big rebound comes out. Nice block across. What a play there by Evan Barnett to break up that sure chance. Meanwhile, in possession is Coldale on the backhand. Button hook here from Booth. Turns into the corner. Found it once again, but McCulloch has it now at the blue line. Rides it for a moment. Nice block by Saunders off the skates going after it. But there first is Coldale. Gets the red line, gets it back in. It's Barnett back to pick it up now for Mountain View. Barnett still on it, looking for that loose change in the corner. Coming in, though, are the Copperheads, and they'll wrap it around the goal. It's quickly turned back to where it came from. A quick breakout just up the wall here from Mountain View. This might have enough for icing on the fresh sheet, but a nice skate across from Stephen Bell to beat that call out, and the Colts will have an opportunity to change as they will quickly do so. And meanwhile, Coldale looks to go back up the ice, but Howard quickly picking up that puck in the Colts' end. Nice move there by McDermott after he got the puck from his D-man and forwards it for Bailey. Bailey on the back end gets it down low. Centering pass broken up now back the other way. And through the zone comes Hines. Hines is forced to stop at the blue line after the check was put on by Hirsch. Dumps it into the zone. Now back to pick it up is McDermott. On the forehand from out behind his net. Sends it across ice. Picked up by Wyatt Bailey on the backhand. Moves it into the neutral zone. Giving chase there was Hirsch. Couldn't get there quick enough. Back the other way now. 3-on-2 developing, but an errant pass will come to McDermott in his zone. And he'll just send it through the middle. This one avoids everyone and goes all the way for icing. We play just over 2 minutes here in the second frame.
Gives us a chance to mention Buy Low Foods in Didsbury. Fresh, local, and there for the community because it's their community too. Buy Low Foods in Didsbury, proud to support the Mountain View Colts. One thing we talked about in our keys to the game, Baron, was the Mountain View Colts staying out of the box and Coldale staying out of the box. Well, they've certainly done it. Coldale had 30 minutes in penalties when they played a week ago and have yet to take one here tonight.
And the Colts, with a crucial power play goal in the third period last week, would seal the 3-1 result. And here again, a tight game. Special teams could be the difference. Colts have killed off all the power plays for the Copperheads. Meanwhile, Copperheads in possession into the offensive zone, but a loose puck swatted at by both sides, and eventually Trayton Bryan will find it and gets it to Howard. Howard through the middle, couldn't quite get it in smoothly. Now we'll shovel it forward with the hand. Hand pass waved off. We'll keep playing here as in possession is Coldale. Nice pass through the middle. A nice check put on by Howard. Loose change out front. It's fired at towards the goal. Loose in front again, and eventually Coldale finds it, and they fire it home. A bit of a confusing play there for the Colts, and they get caught.
Kyle Allen lost the puck. He had no idea where it was, and he was flailing. He was out of the net into the corner and then trying to scramble to get back to the crease. He knew that the puck was loose somewhere, but had absolutely no idea where the puck was. And once you're lost like that and you were just in a sea of no man's land, and just it feels like it's impossible to get your positioning back again.
It looks like Nathan Verloop got the final touch there for Coldale, so he's
two
got
for
two
him.
On the night already, and the Coldale Copperheads come from behind, and they take a 2-1 lead here at the DMC, but still plenty to play here. 17-12 to go, and the Colts are off to the attack off that opening faceoff. A nice shot is wide by Myram, but it's held in by Barnett. Barnett will hold it eventually, but it comes out as Smith is going to have to regroup in his own zone. Takes it behind his own goal. A quick outlet pass back from Myram. On the wall, shovels it forward for Rothenbusch. His backhand feed cross ice. And going after it now with a head full of steam as well is Parks in the corner. Centering pass comes through the slot. It's picked up by Perchuk, and he'll just get it forward into the zone, but just ahead of him there. And into the offensive zone was Caden Hines. It's offside for Coldale, who have taken a 2-1 lead in this middle frame.
It feels like Mountain View's really just lost a lot of momentum that they had early in this hockey game by spending time in the penalty box. It gave Coldale an opportunity to get set up on the power play and just gain all sorts of momentum in this game, which they haven't given back yet.
Corbin Ray takes this faceoff in the neutral zone for Mountain View, but it's won by Coldale and sent into the offensive zone. Giving chase there is Prechuk. He won't get there first. Colts battling for it and digging away with Heistead. On the backhand, he'll shovel it forward. Kennedy now in possession, looks through the middle, gets a touch pass from Holm, and Holm's breakout is blocked, picks up the loose change and fires it home. Holm, like, he somehow found his breakout dump in and gets it right back in the slot and fires it home. Holm gives the Coaldale Copperheads a 3-1 lead.
Again, they kind of got the goaltender backed in there. Kyle Allen was way back into his net, and there was all sorts of daylight to shoot at. So Holm just had to pick his spot and fired it past the goaltender. I kind of wondered if they might take a look at making a switch here after two quick ones, but they're going to allow Kyle Allen to try and battle his way out of it.
And two pretty strange goals, if we're being honest here. That first one especially, a scramble in the goal mouth, and now that second, it looked to be a dump in that came off a piece of equipment, comes right back in the high slot, and then Holm just fired it home. Here's a turnover at the blue line, and a quick shot on goal again. A quick save by Allen as well as he blockered that aside. The Colts on their heels a little bit here, and now come into the offensive zone. Aiden Saunders carries it in. It's Stephen Bell, drops off for support. Fires a sharp angle shot, but gets his own rebound. Now it's Bell in possession, tops of the circle. Will switch places here with his D-man, and it's turned over. Bell's pass is picked off, and through the middle they come. It's Booth who sets it off. Prechuk out there as well. Booth battling for it, along with Holmes in the corner. Holm will send it across for Prechuk. Prechuk also out there, looking to feed into the middle is Fuji. Fuji's centering pass is broken up here by Saunders. We'll go left wing side with it. It's Stephen Bell who gets the next touch and will send it into the offensive zone. Giving chase on the forecheck was Aiden Saunders. It's quickly backed around by Hudogan. It's picked up now. A battle along the board. Simon Leishner pinching. Can't quite hold it, however. It comes out, and now Cole Howard, the AP player, back for it from Mountain View. Puts the brakes on. Nice bit of skating there by Howard. A nice outlet pass as well to Wyatt Bailey. And Bailey's pass forward is tipped at, and Parks is going to give chase. Late change here. Going after in the offensive zone is Bailey. Comes off his stick, but an outlet pass is all the way out, and it's Mild who's going to take it out and dump it in. Lively bounce off that end wall, comes into the slot, but it's quickly poked at and steered into the corner. It's Howard battling away for it. Couple of Copperheads in there, whacking away at it. Eventually it trickles out into the slot, and now it's gathered once again, and they take it. It's Creighton, sends it around the wall. Stepping up now, Copperheads looking for it. So too is Mountain View. Parks with a nifty bit of skating out of the zone. Running me out of the corner. And now on the backhand, we'll try to forward it. It's turned over in the slot, and it's fired home. They made him pay there, and it looks like it's going to be Brandon Creighton firing it home.
His second point is he picked up an assist on the Verloop goal earlier in the period. It's a tough one. Mountain View's just on their heels right now. Coaldale is taking this game to them.
Yeah, a couple of bad turnovers there, and eventually Coaldale makes you pee. That's a turnover right through the middle, and that is something the coaching staff is going to want to definitely take a look at here throughout the next couple of weeks at practice. But right now in a 4-1 deficit, but still very much lots of hockey to be played throughout this game. So Colts are going to keep pressing now. 14:15, the time to go here in the second frame. Puck in the middle of the ice right now. Neutral zone play as both teams whack away. Eventually, Stephen Bell out of his own zone will look to move it forward. Aaron pass, however, once again, the Colts will gather. It's Myram now right in front of us in the referee circle. We'll work it off the wall. A little too much on it. No icing. Going after that on the forecheck looks to be Kai Biggin. The goal scorer here for Mountain View is one possession back. Biggin on the forehand gets it out to Barnett at the point. Barnett rides the blue line, fires one in, looking for the redirection. And a sharp save there by Fulton. It's picked up now by Coaldale. They'll look to work it out, but can't quite get out of their own zone. McCullough back there for it. Now we'll start the skate up to the ice. Looks through the middle. Soft pass turned over. Stephen Bell's picked it up. Left wing side gets around his man. Fires one on, and that one rides up and over. Around the glass it comes. Barnett has to pick it up in the neutral zone. Quick pass from Smith. Touched at by Myram. Won't be icing, but it will be sent into the Coaldale end. Picking up are the Copperheads. A quick breakout pass. Turned over. Bell has it in the slot. Ryan fires one wide. What a chance that was. And off that rebound, it's gathered by the Copperheads. Neutral zone play. That was a high stick by Hines. He knocks it down. We've got a whistle here. 13:04 to go. What a chance there for Trayton Bryan.
How many nets have the Colts missed? Like a half dozen, you know, really good scoring opportunities and didn't even get the shot on goal. Just wide by a couple of feet all the time. It's just so close.
Colts getting just 8 shots on goal throughout that opening frame. Only a handful so far that I can tell in this middle period. We're playing here after that neutral zone play face-off, left wing side. Colts can't get it all the way deep, but it's turned over there by Hogan. Into the offensive zone they go. Giving chase there on the forecheck. I believe it's Corbin Ray. Can't quite get to the puck, however, and a breakout by Coldale. They've worked their way through center. 2-on-2 play. Here's Hall move in the high slot. Fires one, but it trickles wide. Into the corner it goes. Mountain View looking for it. It's Barnett there. Corbin Ray is in to help him out. Ray banks it off the boards. We'll get to it on the opposite side. Out of the corner. Looks to work it out. On the left wing wall, can't quite get up past the hash marks there. It's caught in. Coldale back in possession for Loop with a nifty move around his man. Two nice moves now. Centering pass finds Prechuk in the middle. Just didn't get quite as much as he would have liked to on that shot. And Allen makes the easy save.
Gave a little shot there to the guy in front too. He doesn't like that they're sitting on his doorstep right in the kitchen. So he gave a little slash to the back of the leg saying he didn't want to take that anymore. But that's a great whistle. For Allen to get just to slow things down here a little bit. It's been tough sledding for the Mountain View Colts through this second period.
It's going to be Peyton Rothenbusch taking this draw to the left of Allen. Loses it, however. Coldale in possession. Quick D to D play. Doesn't quite connect with McCulloch, but does get to it and sends it down low. It's turned over. Mountain View will find the loose change first. On the backhand was Rothenbusch trying to move it forward. It's broken up. Once again, a loose puck is picked up by Howard. Howard for the Colts sends it off the wall, looking to spring Stephen Bell. Now Bell in one-on-one situation, but a nice play there across by the D-man. Again, Saunders will come across. Now the Colts do have possession with Stephen Bell out of the corner on the backhand. Looks to center it. Loose puck in the slot. It's quickly picked up by Prechuk. Back the other way now comes Coldale, but Stephen Bell gets underneath him. Nice defensive play there by the Colts' leading scorer. Puts it off the wall for Rothenbusch. Here's Aiden Saunders now giving chase. Left wing side puts it in the corner. McCulloch back to pick it up. It's picked off here by Bell on the forehand. Looks to feed. Into the point it goes. Howard slides it across. Here's a chance now. Firing one on with Smith. It's into the skates here in the slot and just comes into the corner. Aiden Saunders looking for it. So too is Rothenbusch. But quickly gathering now are the Copperheads. Feed up through the middle. Prechuk gets a touch over the red line. And he'll go after it now in the Colts' end. Geared up there is McDermott. He's pushed up against the wall by Prechuk. Coming in is Howard for his help. Now it's wrapped up against the wall. Stephen Bell has it out there. Still after a long shift, but he's still got that extra gear. Gets it across center, across the blue line, right wing side, starting to weave his way in. Now works his way to the middle. Loose puck out front. Both teams looking for it. Digging away is Saunders. He'll turn, fire, and that one is denied. Now it trickles to the point for Smith. Smith on the backhand, chops it down low, going after it. Hayden Parks chops at the puck as well, looking to get the cycle game started now. Parks battling away, has one possession. Saunders as well on the backhand, feeds it out front, looking for his man. I believe that's Bailey, who's now drawn the attention of a couple of Copperhead players here. 10:25 to go, and the Colts with a bit of a pushback.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is the first pushback we've seen from the Mountain View Colts. It looked like they just got caught asleep through the first half of this second period. Gave up three goals. Bang, bang, bang. Next thing you know, it's 4-1. And finally, we're starting to see some fight from the Mountain View Colts, getting some shots on net there. A little bit of a snow job on the goaltender as they got in there and jammed away at one and caused Coldale to take a penalty out of all of that, a retaliation penalty to Constant. So now the Colts finally going to go on to the power play. They were 1-for-4 a week ago.
Mountain View will head to the power play here, running at 16% to start the season, but couldn't have asked for a better time for this power play to come here. Down 4-1 after giving up a handful of goals here to start this second period. Now 10:25 to go, a full two-minute power play here. It looks like head coach Dan Visser is going to put out Hirsch along with Aiden Saunders. It's Jay Heistead out there on the forward group, and they've got possession off the faceoff as Saunders will give it down low for Hirsch. Quickly changing, however, as they put on Trayton Brine. And off that turnover, however, they're going to have to try to break things out again. It's Coldale who sends it the length of the ice. Allen will stop it up behind his own goal as Barnett will pick it up, and Emmett Barnett will start to skate out with it. Left wing side, dishes off for Wyatt Bailey. Bailey's centering pass picked off by Coldale and sent the length of the ice here.
Colts haven't really had much chance to set up. It's being picked off by Coldale every time and sent right back down the other way.
Emmett Barnett picks it up now for Mountain View. Left wing side, he's found Wyatt Bailey again. Nice couple of moves. Loose puck into the slot. It's Trayton Brine looking for the redirect from Bailey. And that one just inches wide. in behind the goal. Mountain View looking for it, but so too is Coldale. Hudogan's found it, but he's put it off the rafters and out of play. 109 remaining on this power play. Offensive zone draw coming up for Mountain View.
Low ceiling comes into play here again at the Didsbury Memorial Complex, as it often does. An extremely low ceiling, and this one very easy for pucks to go up and out of play.
Colts' first power play of the game. 9:35 to go here in the second. Coldale's jumped out three goals in this second period. They've got a 4-1 lead. And they've won the defensive zone draw as well, but off the glass, it's Stephen Bell who holds the zone. Digging away too is Peyton Rothenbusch. Broken stick out there. Centering pass from Aiden Saunders. That one barely missed the stick of Hayden Parks, but the net is off. So 57 seconds of power play time remaining, and it was briefly a 5-on-3 with that broken stick out there, Corey.
Yeah, and twice now on the power play, the Colts have had a 2-on-1 opportunity where they just fanned on completing the pass. It was so close to being connected and just missed. So they're getting closer and would sure love to get one before the end of this power play here and cut that lead in half.
So it's Bell on the points here for this power play. He's on the right wing point, but the draw is scrambled and eventually does trickle to Bell, however, at the blue line. He'll ride it, but quickly dish off for Peyton Rothbusch. They exchange places. Cross ice feed is for Smith. Smith winds up, fires. That one redirected. Nice pad save made by Fulton. The rebound is sent the length of the ice. Dangerous looking chance.
Great concentration from Fulton to be able to follow that puck.
Behind his own goal is Peyton Rothenbusch. He'll start out with it. About 30 seconds to go on this power play. Left wing side, he's found Hayden Parks in stride. Parks takes it towards the middle. Chopped at. Nice try. And that rebound is defended by Fulton into the corner. Going after it again is Parks. Going after his own rebound there. Peyton Rothenbusch into support. So too is Aiden Saunders. And now it's Saunders in the corner. Has to button hook. Can't quite feed it out. Colndale will strip it away. They'll send it the length of the ice. And this should just about do it here on this power play. Colts with a couple of good looks, just couldn't get the goal. They're still in possession, however, as we're back to 5-on-5 action at the DMC. Smith's pass comes off the boards, looking for a bigger bank than what he got. Sends it the length of the ice, 8:19 to go here in the second.
Gives us a chance to mention Hildebrand Motors. When you need a new or used vehicle, head to Hildebrand Motors. Their service center is open Monday to Saturday with easy booking online. Hildebrand Motors, a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts.
So a defensive zone draw here is coming up for Mountain View. It's going to be Aiden Saunders digging in to the right of Kyle Allen. Most of the Colts vets out there right now. Faceoff loss. McCulloch has it on the point. Sends a long shot in. Bobbled at by Allen. That second shot is swatted away by Allen as well, and picking up loose change was Stephen Bell. Made a nifty move, quickly lost it, however. Now an outlet pass finds Jay Heistad at the blue line, takes it into the offensive zone. Another beautiful move and a nice try. Tries to go upstairs, did Heistad, but it goes just a little too high. He goes up and out of play, gives his man a whack on the way off as well. And that brings us to the media timeout here in the second period. 7:59 to go in the second. End-to-end action, but three goals from Coldale finds them up 4-1.
Yeah, it does. In about 3 minutes time, between the 2:45 mark and the 5:40 mark, Coldale scored three goals, and it just seemed like the Mountain View Colts weren't ready, and it really quicksanded on them really quickly. So next thing you know, they were down 4-1. Great opportunity there by Jay Heistad. Got the crowd really into it there with a nice move, dangling between the goal between the defenseman's legs. Picked the puck up on the other side and tried to go up and over. I think the puck got on its edge, and he kind of just roofed that thing up into the ceiling.
What do you think the message here is from the coaching staff right now? You can see all the players huddled around. Dan Visser having a word as well. What do you think he's saying to the guys out there?
Offensive zone faceoff right now. Really important to win this one and get it back and get an opportunity out of this here, coming out of this media timeout. The Colts finally starting to get some momentum back, starting to see more opportunities from them in the last couple of minutes. Need to keep that going. Just keep banging away, and something eventually is going to go.
Kai Biggin's got the only goal of the night so far for Mountain View. They sure would like another one here in the offensive zone draw. Scramble that. Heistad is in and helped Corbin Ray, the centerman. But again, that loose puck is swatted at, but eventually sent deep by the Colts. Quickly gathered by Adam Kennedy, the captain for Coldale. Can't break it out. Picked off. Leichner's blast is wide of the target. Comes around the boards for Barnett, who has to quickly race across to hold the line. He does so successfully. Corbin Ray is out to back him up as well. Tries to send one towards the goal. Broken play there as it comes out, and it's Leichner at the blue line who will find the loose puck and send it back in. Giving chase immediately there is Jay Heistad, but Kennedy will get there, and a touch pass will work the Coldale Copperheads out of the zone. Hines was looking for it, just overskated it. Back the other way now comes Heistad. Heistad giving chase in the offensive zone, bumps his man, forces the turnover. Corbin Reyes, centering pass, doesn't find anyone and comes across. It's ramped around the boards. Comes back to Ray now. Right wing side in the corner. Looks to shovel it forward for Heistad. Heistad checks his man, and Treyton Bryan picks up the loose puck. Heistad on the redirection scores!
Jay Heistad's been buzzing for the last 5 minutes of this hockey game.
All over the forecheck in the offensive zone. Forces the turnover. It's Bryan who fires the shot towards goal. Heistad on the redirection gives the Colts a bit of life here. It's a 4-2 game.
You just felt like Jay Heistad needed to get rewarded for the work that he was putting in there. He was doing everything but score. Nice to see him get the redirect there. They've tried that play a couple of times in this game where they fired it on net and they've just got bodies sitting there in front trying to get a stick on it and send it back. That's the first one that actually got through, but they've tried that two or three times already tonight.
That's Heistad's third of this season, gives the Colts the goal they desperately needed here after three unanswered by Coldale. The Colts are back on the board. It's a 4-2 game, but they're in their own end. Centering pass here from Coldale from behind the Colts' goal. It's Verloop. He's got two already. Centers it out. It's Verloop who's got it again. Tops of the circle. Fires one on. That one's blocked. Picked up now by Mountain View. It's Biggins who plays it off the wall and out. Hudogan back to gather now for Coldale. He'll send it up the right wing side. Both teams looking for it. It's poked away by Biggins. Gets it forward for Rothenbusch. Lines, fires, saved by Fulton into the corner. Redirected and centered by Rothenbusch. He can't quite get it to his man, but Howard will hold the zone and send it right back to the right wing corner. Digging away both sides now. It's Myram in there for Mountain View. He's digging in a battle with Dolgan. Eventually it's gathered by Coldale. Nice couple of moves through the middle. Turned over. Howard's back in his own zone to pick up the loose puck. D to D play for McDermott on the back end. Sends it forward. Rothenbusch's pass is into the skates. Turned over. Coldale will quickly fire it in. And going after it now is Verloop. Verloop wraps it around the wall. Giving chase now is Twig. Twig can't quite gather, but does move it forward. And it's blasted on goal, but sent out of play there. Constant with a good-looking chance. But Allen, nothing to worry about in the end.
5:33 to go here in this second period, and the Colts finally starting to show some signs of life. It took them a little while to get going in this second period, but now I really feel like they've got the momentum. Would love to start cutting down this lead, chipping away a little bit more.
Holm wins the faceoff back for Coldale in the offensive zone. Pointman fires a soft shot on. It's blocked easily by Smith. Picks up the puck as well, and now gives it forward for Bailey, who gets the touch. No icing here. Parks will go after it. Parks on the forecheck. Bailey joins him, but is wrapped around the wall quickly by Coldale. Pinching there with Smith. Can't hold the zone. Coming across to his aid, however, is Barnett. It's quickly gathered and sent up the ice. Holm gets the touch. Over the line comes Coldale. They'll work their way into the offensive zone. Now setting things up. Holm looking for the loose change back there, but Barnett gathers. His backhander through the middle is picked off. Turnover in the slot. Fired one on. I think that was blocked by the stick of Barnett, who got across. That was a dangerous-looking play for Coldale. Meanwhile, they're in possession in the neutral zone. Back and forth play as it's gathered now by Mountain View. Barnett has it, Emmett Barnett that is, and on the right wing side just gets under the puck and sends it directly into the rafters, then shakes off a couple of bumps from the Coldale players as he works his way to the bench. 4:43 to go in the second.
Got a little chippy for sure, as a couple of the Copperheads didn't like the way he was moving through the neutral zone there. Took a slash from one and took a body bump from the other, but just trying to, get a retaliation penalty out of him, and thankfully just went straight to the bench.
Coaching staff for Coldale doesn't like where the faceoff is. Thought it should have been in the Colts' end. Colts might have got away with one there, but Hudogan finds the puck off the faceoff and gets it into the Colts' end nonetheless. Copperheads will look to establish the forecheck here, but it's pinched up against the wall. Eventually it's freed up, and Barrett will come get it for Mountain View. Will wrap it around the wall to where it came from, where Heistad will just touch it out for Corbin Ray. Back to Heistad now, who comes in behind his own goal. Outlet pass, looking to spring Bryan. Bryan will just work it off the wall, forward for Corbin Ray, and a battle there. Hogan, and he'll win that one. Coldale works it to center, but that's as far as they get, as Barrett will get it, but turns it over immediately. Ray with a good check there, frees up the puck, back the other way now. Treyton Bryan, left wing side, takes it over the blue line. Sharp angle shot, big rebound into the slot. Colts looking for it, they can't quite find it, but it's Ray who wins back possession. We've got a down player in front of the Coldale goal. They're back up. Now the Colts in possession with Heistad. Centering pass for Ray. Big rebound out front. Colts couldn't get there quick enough. It's Ray who will find it eventually. In the corner, he sends it. Bryan on the backhand. looks to button hook, and on the forehand looks to center it, but it's quickly broken up into the corner. It goes. Jay Heistad digging away for it. It's pinned up against the corner here. Will we get a whistle? Coaldale player going down. Eventually the puck trickles out. It's gathered, quickly centered, but it's now in the possession of Twig for Coaldale. He'll turn away from the check. A nice pass intended for Milo. Doesn't quite get there. Looks like we're supposed to have an icing. No icing is the call. That was a late call there, but the Colts are in possession nonetheless. They'll work their way up left wing side. A quick pass for Bell intended to go to Parks. They get over the blue line nonetheless. It's Parks. Sharp angle shot. Rebound comes into the slot. Both teams are still looking for it. Coaldale playing a high winger here. Colts need to be aware. Eventually they do mark him. And that winger was Booth, who gets it over the line. Now here's a chance for Coaldale. Loose puck in the slot. Two Coaldale players battling away, but eventually looks like Howard came in and broke that up. Puck comes into the corner. Parks shovels it forward. Looking for help there for Rothenbusch. Rothenbusch on the backhand will move it to Parks. Parks can't quite get it over the blue line, however. It's poked away by Kennedy. And now McCulloch will gather. Nice bit of skating here. Works his way through center. Poke checked away by Peyton Rothenbusch. A 2-on-1 developing with Stephen Bell. Rothenbusch looks to go across. It's broken up. Here's Parks, who fires it into the glove of Fulton. Great save there. 2:15 to go in this second.
It's a big save for Fulton. He got really low there and was able to see through a series of legs. The Colts had three men over the blue line and were trying to get that pass across. They tried to go cross crease there, but it got blocked in front. Sat there at about the hash marks. And the Colts luckily had a player there to fire one on net. But, man, what a save by Fulton to get low and take that away.
Offensive zone draw one. Wyatt Bailey takes it and fires it over the cage. Puck is just dead behind the goal, however. Both teams looking for it. Hudogan gets there first. Checked out immediately, however. Pressure added, and Aiden Saunders will then find that loose puck. Saunders couldn't quite make the play happen. Back the other way now comes Coaldale. Another big collision right in front of us as Barnett got the most of his man, but the puck does come into the Colts' end. We've got an arm up. We've got an arm up, Corey.
Yeah, just waiting to see exactly what this is going to be, but it looks like the Coaldale penalty box is getting ready to open.
Yeah, this is a curious one here. I can't say I saw the infraction. Might just be a face-off.
Okay.
It is just face-off procedure. That was a weird-looking incident there. I thought for a second.
Really strange. The ref had his hand up for a long time, and I thought that was going to be a penalty.
Interesting. So we stay 5-on-5. Offensive zone draw. It's one. Here's Wyatt Bailey off that face-off. Fires one. Nice save by Fulton. Rebound is gathered there, and it's moved forward as Verloop is in a foot race. He's held up there by Smith. We'll stay playing. We've got 5-on-5 action as the puck is in the neutral zone. Both teams looking for it as Saunders will move it forward for Hirsch, who gets it into the offensive zone. Meanwhile, Coaldale will quickly look to break it out. Barnett holds the blue line and sends it right back into that right-wing corner. Nogan on it again. Looks to go to the opposite side, and this time will successfully get it out of the zone. Back to pick it up now is Verloop. Gets it forward into the corner, right wing side. In a battle there against Barnett, he wins the puck away. Verloop turning away from a couple of checks now. Still in possession on the forehand. Looks to send it to the point where it's intercepted. Picked up there, Aiden Saunders going after it. Skating through a couple of checks. It's still Saunders who looks to push it forward. Still in a battle, caught up there, but eventually Preachuk will come in and gather the puck now for Coaldale. In a foot race against Bailey. Bailey holds him up there. The puck is turned over briefly, but Verloop, the teammate, will come in on the backhand, send it down low. Allen leaves it there for his defender, but quickly coming in is Coaldale. We've got a call behind the goal. Big dog pile there. Looks like Allen is skating off, so Mountain View in possession. They will be heading to the power play here. It's quickly turned over by Bailey, and here comes the call. It's going to be tripping coming up, and going up is Preachuk. He does not like the call. He's missing his bucket as well, but the Colts are going to the power play.
Surprised that there was not a retaliation call on that play, because the Colts really took exception to whatever that trip was and then knocked Preachuk down. And we're kind of, they obviously knocked his helmet off and we're kind of cross-checking him in the back. I'm surprised there wasn't a retaliation, but the initial call is the only one that is going to get called.
So the Mountain View Colts will head to their second power play of the game. That first generated a couple of shots on goal, a nice redirection by Heistad as well, but not quite the goal. 26 seconds to play here in the second. Clock has yet to start as well. We've got a malfunction here We're going to see if we can stop play, but right now it continues on. A redirection out front after that point shot from Aiden Saunders, and Rothenbusch did not miss by much. Meanwhile, the clock is back up in play. Smith in possession now. Clock says 15. We've definitely played at least 10, so we'll see what happens here. We continue on as the puck is in the neutral zone, and now eventually we do get that whistle with 7 seconds to go. We'll see what they decide to do with the rest of this game clock, but I think we're pretty much done for this second period.
I think so, and still no penalty put up on the clock either, so.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure that out right now. The Stripes are talking to the officials.
Coldale's had enough. They're getting off the ice. They think they've played out this second period, and they're probably right, and it looks like they are right, in fact, as the clock does come down to zero, so it looks like that's going to do it for the second period of play here from the DMC. Three unanswered goals from Coldale and an answer back from the Mountain View Colts, and it's a 4-2 game here. We'll be back to recap everything you've heard through the opening 40 minutes. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Anger Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.